So today's daf is loaded and it's impossible really to pick a raid bite in terms of just an area to focus in on a little bit. I mean, the two dafim that we learned in an hour and a half, it's already Chanukah, winter's man in yeshiva. So, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're moving along pretty quickly. By Sunday at 12 o'clock, it's already going to be Bein Azmanim. But we're mamish knacking over here. But potable klumi yafshish is just one ha'ara. One ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, and really it's not just the ha'ara, it's a foundational raid bite. It's very, very important, you saw it, that's negeya, many suyas in Shas, and it comes from a Rashi in Ksubas, daf gimel amid aleph. So, daf beis amid beis in Masechtas Ksubas, and daf gimel amid aleph in Masechtas Ksubas is the sugya of ein oynes begetin or yesh oynes begetin. As we saw, two lishonos in the Gemara. The first lishon of the Gemara, Rava, held ein oynes begetin, and in the second lishon of the Gemara, Rava held yesh oynes begetin. What emerged from the Gemara was that in svara yesh oynes begetin, just like there's a tainus oynes in kol ha'Torah kula, yesh oynes begetin as well. Meaning, if someone made a tnai al menas that I do something, he did it, but he did it ba'oynes. It's not considered a kiyum tnai because there's a concept of oynes throughout the Torah, and there's no reason that Gerushin should be different. V'cheilein and Gittin, like Rava said on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, stating that in the first lishon of the Gemara, Rava said ein oynes begittin. And the reason he said ein oynes begittin was svara denafshem, mishum tznuois, u mishum prutzais. And the Gemara explained what kind of sakana can come about, both for the tznuois and for the prutzais, if the halach is going to be yesh oynes begittin. So Rava in the first lishna said that mishum tznuois and mishum prutzais, Chazal are going to be oiker the concept, this inyan of yesh oynes begittin, to protect the tznuois and the prutzais. Right, the Gemara, the Rabbanon have an ability to say that something that's really not a get should be a get. The Gemara said, yeah, call them a kaddish ataita, the Rabbanon a kaddish, vafkin Rabbanon le kedusha minay. That's only good if it's kedusha kesef, even kedusha bi. The Gemara says, yes, this is something that's going to be true even when it comes kedusha bi. Incidentally, something we spoke about at the end of Masechtas Yevamos, and that is the Chum have this ability, call them a kaddish ataita, the Rabbanon a kaddish. But at the same time, the Rabbanon had to use this very, very responsibly. And you don't find that anytime the Rabbanon didn't like a marriage, or there was a little bit of a predicament, there was a situation, so Chazal said, oh, very simple, poshet, let's just say, yesh koich biyat chachamim, lakadav menat ta'ira. Or let's say, kol de mekadesh, adayit de Rabbanon mekadesh. And the truth is, it's not so clear why not. And the important Ma'ar Makiv is in Ksubas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's the Rashba's Kasha right here in our sugya, where the Rashba asked that I don't understand. In the end of Masechtas Yevamos, there's halacha that if a man was seen drowning, v'mayim sheh, ein lem soif, so the halacha is ishta yasura. And you have all the sugyas of the agunos, right? The Rashba, I have a way to solve the aguna crisis. You know what you do? Say, call the mekadesh adayit the rabbanu mekadesh, v'afkin rabbanu l'kedusha mineh. Why can't you do that? Says the Rashba, it's because Chazal can't just recklessly use this. And the way he's magdar it is, the only time they could do that is if there's a little bit of a basis to say that maybe this marriage was terminated anyways. Says the Rashba, our sugya, this man gave his wife a get. Now, it just so happens he gave it ala tanai. And it just so happens the tanai was neskayim ba'oynes. Oh, but there's something. I have something to work with. Because there was a the kasav lo sefer krisus v'nasam b'yada. So being that you have a cheftz of a get, so therefore we can work and we can expand on it, and we can say that there'll be a concept of yesh koyach b'yad chacham and rukal de mekadesh ataita de rabbanu mekadesh. But it's because there's a get. But if you have nothing, a man just disappeared, you don't have a right to simply say that kal de mekadesh ataita de rabbanu mekadesh. Another example that the Rashba gives is be'edus isha hikilu, that even an eid echad is going to be believed. Says the Rashba, why is the eid echad believed? So he says what Rashi says that we spoke about at length in the end of Yevamos in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis, that it's based on called Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanu Mekadesh Vafkin Rabbanu L'Kedusha Mineh. Rashi was one of the three shittas that the Shmaitzer brings in Shev Shmaitzer Zayin. How it is that Chazal had an ability to believe in Eid Echad Eid Asish, even though Midei Raisa Dover Dover Mimamain and Ein Dover Shav Ever Pachas Mishnayim. It's based on called Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanu Mekadesh. So the Rashi there too, there's something to work with. What do you have there? You have an Eid Echad. There's a person who's telling Bezdin, I know that this man is not alive. So when you have something to work with, you have a get, you have an Eid Echad, so then you could say, call the Mekadesh Adayit the Rabbanu Mekadesh. But to use this tool to suddenly start annulling all the marriages in the world, that's not something, says the Rashba, the Chachamim would have an ability to do. That's a very important Ma'ar Makim, but that's not the Ma'ar Makim that we're going to talk about. The Ma'ar Makim we're going to talk about is as follows. Again, we have the first part of the sugya, which is Einayin Spagetin, the second part of the sugya, which is Yeshayin Spagetin. Really, in Lumbus, everyone holds Yeshayin Spagetin. Einayin Spagetin is based on this Gzeirim, Yishum, the Tznuos, and the Brut. So what do we paskin? Do we paskin Yeshayin Spagetin? Or do we paskin Einayin Spagetin? So it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchis Gittin. It's Evan Ezra, Simon, Kuf, Mem, Dalit, Sev, Kotten, Aleph. The Mechaber says, Om Allah, HaReza Gittich, Im Loi Oven, Bitoich, Lamed, Yoy.
And he was on his way and he got sick. Or Nor got in the way.
The get's going to be a get.
Even if he's yelling and screaming, the get's still going to be a get. Why?
So we pass in Einoinus Begetin. It's up to Beis Shmuel. What's the makar to Einoinus Begetin? It's the first half of the sugya in Ksubis, Daf Beis Amid Beis, and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, and it's based on the Maskanas HaGemara that it's Gzeiru Mishum Tznuos Mishum Prutzeis. So we paskin Einoinus Begetin. But again, to be clear, even though we paskin Einoinus Begetin, even though it's the first half of this two-part sugya, but Einoinus Begetin is just a halacha, it's a chiddish noira of Chazal, Mishum Tznuos Mishum Prutzeis, where they're exercising, call the Mekadosh Adayt, the Rabbanu Mekadosh. But in Lamdus, everybody holds Yesh Oynes Begit. So here's the question. From the Lamdus perspective, where everybody holds Yesh Oynes Begit, the Ikad Amri of the Gemara, Lehalacha held Yesh Oynes Begit. Even the first Lishon of the Gemara, Be'etzem held Yesh Oynes Begit. Nor Vos, Gzer Mishum Tznuis and Mishum Prutzis. So what's the Psha? Why is it that in Svara, in the entire Sugya, if somebody was Megarish Ishtoi, Ala Tanai. He fulfilled the Tanai, but he fulfilled it ba'oynis. The halacha is that mitzad lomdis of Tanoim and of Geirishin and of Oynis and of Kolotai Regula, the halacha would be, it would not be considered a Kiyamatai. So Rashi, three lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amad Aleph says, Shemotzinu Tainus Oynis Menat Torah. Because we find this idea of Tainus Oynis in the Torah, Shenemar, because it says, Ulenaira Loisasa Dover. Now, what does it say, Ulenaira Loisasa Dover? It's talking about a man that was Ma'anis Naira Murasa. So this is a Naira who was already Murasa. A man was Ma'arasar. So the halach is, he's Chayev Skila. What about her? So in the event that she did this Avera willingly, so she's also going to be Chayev Skila. If, however, he was Ma'anis, or he forced her into doing this Avera, so then, Ule Naira, Leisasadava says to her, you don't do anything to the Naira, because Naira didn't do anything. She was an Oynis, and because she was an Oynis, it's for that reason she's going to be Potter. This Pasik, Ule Naira, Leisasadava, is the Makar to Oynis Rachmana Pache. This is the Makar that anytime a person does an Avera by Oynis, so the Halach is Oynis Rachmana Pache, he's Potter, he's exempt, there's no recourse, we don't ever punish a person for doing something by this. In other words, the reason Yesh Oynes Begitin, the reason if this person was Mekayim to Tanai Ba'oynes, the halach is, does Hastish can Kiyum HaTanai? It's based on the fact that Oynes Rachmano Patre, it's based on this idea that in Kol HaTorah Kulo we say that if a person doesn't have Aver Ba'oynes, he's not going to be punished. Frek Rabbi Chanon, in Kovit Shiyurim, he says, I don't understand. L'chura, if you would ask me, what does it mean Ulanayir Leisasa Davar? What does it mean, Oynes Rachmana Pache? It means that a person did an Avera. Ordinarily, if a person does an Avera, there's repercussions, there's ramifications, right? Sometimes there's a din v'cheshbon if a person does an Avera. That's true if he does it b'mezid, sometimes even if he does it b'shoigig. But if a person does an Avera, but Oynes Rachmana Pache, the Torah patterned a person that does an Avera b'Oynes. Ulenayru loy sasadover. Don't do anything to her. Don't give her skila. What does it have to do with the sugya of Yesh Oynes Begitin? In our sugya, we're not discussing punishing somebody. In our sugya, we're discussing a man who gave a get. He gave the get ala tanai. He was mekayim it, but he was mekayim it ba'oynes. And we're trying to figure out, a kiyum atanai ba'oynes, is it yeah kiyum atanai or is it not a kiyum atanai? But we're not dealing with oynchen. This is not a sugya of oynes rachmana patre. Are you potter or are you not potter? It's not a question, should we do something? Or should we not do something? Ulanaira sasadover, ulanaira loy sasadover. This is a question, is it a kiyum atanai or is it not a kiyum atanai? So Frek Rabbi Chanon, it's right here in Kovit Shiur Masechtas Ksubas Oishei. He says, if that's the case, I don't understand Rashi. Rashi said that pshat in Yesh Oynes Begitin is because it says in the Torah, ulanaira loy sasadover. Frek Rabbi Chanon, what does ulanaira loy sasadover have to do with our sugyo? Ulanaira loy sasadover is a sugyo in Hilchas Oynes Rechamon HaPatre. the pshutay shel mikra of the words ulenayu lesasadav and einus rachmanu patre means we're talking about punishments. Our sugi v'yesh einus begitin and einus begitin has nothing to do with punishments. As I think, Rabbi Chanan. Now I think it's kedai just to explain Rabbi Chanan's kash a little bit better. So how did Rabbi Chanan want Rashi to be mefarish the Gemara? Meaning we have a sugi over here of v'yesh einus begitin. The sugi means something. It's essentially telling you that this tainas einus. Rashi shtaltsu the sugi einus a kalatay rukula. What else was Rashi supposed to do? If we were Rashi, what would we have said? And there's a sugi v'yesh einus begitin sedar parish finoinus a kalatay rukula. What's bothering Rabbi Chanan about Rashi? How else are you learning the sugya? It's a tmiyah on Rashi, Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rashi? Ulanayra leisasadavar? That's a whole different sugya bonus. Yeah, until you learn Ksubas Dabbeis. But once you learn the sugya, you find out that maybe we're making a mistake. How else was Rashi supposed to be in the farish the sugya? The pshat is pashit. The other way you could have learned the sugya was that it's not so much a question of do you have a tainas oinus or do you not have a tainas oinus. It's more a question of what's the das of the megarish. When a man gives his wife a get and it says, I raise a gitech and loy bossi mikan vadyud beis chodesh, what's going through his mind? Does he mean only if I don't come because I willingly decided not to come? Or does he mean to say that even if I oinus didn't come, even then I don't want the get to be a get? And the truth is, the whole sugya was a little bit mashma that way. Because he saw from the case of Shmuel, where the person was screaming, Chazud Asoy, Chazud Asoy. He saw it from the svara that the Gemara said, with regards to, if he dies, Mi'achshim Lo'yavi Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, even if he owed Yesh Oynes Begitin, but there's a svara that the person Dafka wants to get to be again, because he doesn't want his wife to fall Klapa Yibum. So you see, in the sugya already, that it could be, this is not about Ptur Oynes, but this is more related to what's the das, what's the mindset, what's the psychology of a man who divorces his wife and he says mikan vadyud beis chodesh. The truth is, if you look at Tosfos on the bottom of Beis on the base starts making chalukim about a regular oynis, and maybe there's an oynis that's lo shchicha klal. You see already that there's nuances in the sugi of yesh oynis begitin that really has nothing to do with the sugi of oynis and kol ha'tayrakula. So there's definitely a poshit mahalach that you could have learned this gemara, which makes it not about the sugi of l'nayro l'isasu dova inus rachmanu patre, but rather it makes it a little bit more about what was the das of this megarish. So it's really Rashi that introduced l'nayro l'isasu dova, the lumdus of oynes, the concept of oynes rachmanu patre, to somehow explain the sugi of yesh oynes begitin. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Afraid Rabbi Chanan, what does the sugi of yesh oynes begitin have to do with the sugi of l'nayro l'isasu dova? Said Rabbi Chanan, pshat, based on a tshuva from the Chemda Shloima. So just by way of background, my Zeda, Rabbi from Yitzchak Mir, he was a Polisher. He was from Chelem. He used to always talk about the Chemda Shloima. The Chemda Shloima was the first Varsha Rav. He was the first Rav in Varsha in the early 1800s. So he was Ben Doiro, Yishel, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chassam Sofer, and the Ktois, and the Nesivis, and the Chemda Shloima wrote Kedusha Malashas, and there's also one volume of tshuvas from the Chemda Shloima. So this tshuva is in Shailas Tshuvas Chemda Shloima. It's an Eirach Chaim Simen Lamed Ches, and it's an Eirach Chaim Simen Lamed Tes. And over there, the Chemda Shloima asked a Merdivi Kasha. He asked the Kasha on the Gemara Mesechtes Avodah Zarah that Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of a Nevad. A Nevad means if there is something that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, the halacha is it's possible to go on the Mizbeach. So a behema that was ever worshipped as Avodah Zarah, you wouldn't be able to take that behemoth and put it on the Mizbeach. Says the Braisa, Izeu Nevat. What's the example of a Nevat? Kol she'oiv denoisle. Any animal that people worship. Bein b'shoigig, u'bein b'mezid. Bein b'oynis, u'bein b'rotzen. So, you find this phrase in different places in the Shas. Most recently, Abal Yevimtoi, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzen, adam wud lo'ilo. Right, heaven in different places. This is one of the lesser known places. Ezeu nevat. So what's the definition of a nevat? Kol sha'ov denoisai. Anything that you worship. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynis, and bein b'rotzen. So the Gemara asks, hay oynis heichidami. It sounds like that if somebody would be forced into worshipping something, so the halacha would be that there would be a halacha of oynis, and because there would be a halacha of oynis, so it's for that reason you'd have the din of eisneu nevad, kol sha'oiv denoisai, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynis, and bein b'rotzen. Says the Gemara, So what exactly is the case of Oynis? Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama said, it's talking about Koyshan and Tzua over the Kechavim v'shtachav l'behemte today. It's talking about where a guy came to somebody in over Kechavim and he forced this yid to go ahead and be m'shtachav to his behema. So if he was forced to be m'shtachav to his own behema, that's the example of Oynis. Val zen nevmar, that's where it's negeya, that it's going to be considered a nevad. Zok to Gemara, mask of floor up there. Here's the punchline. Oynis Rachmana Patre. How could you tell me that if somebody was an oynis, he was forced into being mishtachave, into worshipping an animal? The halacha is that the animal's going to have a din of a nevat. It's going to be possible to put on the mizbeach. Oynis rachmano patre, d'chsev, v'l'nayro v'y'sasadavar. It says v'l'nayro v'y'sasadavar. So if it says v'l'nayro v'y'sasadavar, how could it be a nevat? Freit dechem d'shloima, in the tshuva. What shaychus? What does v'l'nayro v'y'sasadavar have to do with anything? V'l'nayro v'y'sasadavar would mean that this person who bowed down to this animal will be potter. He'll be exempt for what he did. He did avodah zarah. He's no different than the naira that did gilui arayis. Abu was buying this. Ula naira le sasadavar. So to this person, even though he did avodah zarah, abu ula naira le sasadavar, because he did buying this. But what does that have to do with the behema? The behema, you're telling me, is not a nevad. It is a nevad. Freit the Gemara, how can it be a nevad? Ula naira le sasadavar? What does Nevad care about when I really sasadavar? At the end of the day, there was an Avodah Zarah that took place. And because there was an Avodah Zarah that took place, so that's why it's going to be a Nevad. Either Avodah Zarah happened by Oynis, the fact that the Avodah Zarah happened by Oynis, that's as far as that the person shouldn't be punished for what he did. Oh, but at the end of the day, the animal's still a Nevad. And if the animal's still a Nevad, how could you invoke the law of Ulanayr le sasadavar? Zochtechem de Shloima. It's Muchach. It's Muchach from Rab Zeir's Kasha. In Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, that we have a little bit of a mistake in terms of how it is we understand Oynis. The reason Oynis Rachmana Patre is not simply Gzeiras HaKosev, Ulanayr Lo Sasadavar, as if to say, you did the Aveira, and really, based on the fact that you did the Aveira, maybe you should be punished. Kamash Malan, Ulanayr Lo Sasadavar, you're not going to be punished. But rather, the Hine Nira, Mavur de Rab Zeira Havasfirale, Rab Zeira held, the Oynis Rachmana Patre is the Taish to Le Mikri Maisakla. That what you did, hasnish kai maisa. The poil are you de oinis? Loi havi poil kla. Because when you do something by oinis, you didn't do it. Valkain havi svirle. That's why Rab Zeira held. Afilu nevad loi havi. Lesser abehema. It's not even going to be considered a nevad for the behema to be aser. It's not stama ptur in the oinis. The gather of oinis rachmana patri is that when you do something by oinis, it's as if you didn't do it. And because it's as if you didn't do it, the maisa never happened. So just like you're not going to be punished for doing something that you didn't do, if the maisa never happened, the animal's not going to be nevad either. And if the animal's not going to be considered nevad, it's for that reason. Rab Zeira said, I don't understand. How could you tell me a nevad ba'oynis? Kigoyin shansu, ayv dekechavim, the halacha is that it's going to be a problem. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, lamaisa, this animal's never really nevad. Now, the truth is that amongst the lamdin, there are two neschais had to explain the chiddush of the chem d'shleima. One nusach in lamdis is that the chem d'shleima is saying that a maisa that happens ba'oynis is if the maisa didn't take place. There was a Maisa Avodah Zarah? No, there wasn't. There wasn't really a Maisa Avodah Zarah. Another nusach is that, of course, there was a Maisa Avodah Zarah that took place. But rather, the Maisa Avodah Zarah that took place is not really Nesiyaches to the Bala Maisa. It happened, Obasunish, Maina Maisa. You have to know how to work out. It's a very long tshuva from the Schem Deshloimu with the different Neschais. But Kedai Lahask, there are two ways to say over this nusach and to say over this Chiddush of the Schem Deshloimu. Now, the Schem Deshloimu works, and he says a lot of different things based on this Yisai. I just want to mention one. And that is, everyone knows the halacha, that ordinarily, if a person is forced to do an aveira at gunpoint, do this aveira or I'll kill you. So what's the halacha? It's very simple. The halacha is you do the aveira, yavar va'al yahare, with the exception of three aveiras. The three aveiras that are the exception to the rule are the gimel aveiras chamuras. Savi dezor, gila, raya, shvichas, domim, dir the halacha is yarek val yavar. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Yisoy Dei HaTorah. It's in Perek Hey, Halacha Beis, and then we're going to skip to Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam, b'medvar mamurim, when is the halacha that you do the aveira, you don't allow yourself to get killed? That's b'shar mitzvahs. That's regarding other mitzvahs. Chutz mi'avay dezor gila raya shvichas dom. Al sholosh aveiras, elu, but as it relates to the gimel aveiras chamuras, em yoyim le'avar, al achas mehem, oy tehareg, Yehareg val yavar. So the halach is Yehareg val yavar. A person has to be willing to give up his life. Says the Ram. Lachadav. Chol misha nema ba Yehareg val yavar. Let's say there's a person that's in a situation where it's Yehareg val yavar. Va'avar v'loy nerag. But he didn't listen. He went ahead and he did the Aveira. Hareisem mechalas Hashem. He's considered to have been Michal Es Hashem. Vim Hoya Basara Mi Yisrael. Let's say there were 10 Yid in there. Harei Chiva Es Hashem Barab. He was Michal Es Hashem Barab. Ubatal Mitzvah Saseh, Shni Kiddush Hashem, Va'avram Mitzvah Sloy Saseh, Shehi Chiva Hashem. The Chemda Shloima said that if you look carefully at the words of the Rambam, when the Rambam explains the halacha of Gimel Averis Chamurois, Yehorig Val Yavar, he focuses on Chil Hashem. He says that a person that finds himself in a situation, Yehorig Val Yavar, it's an opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem. And if you don't, you should know you made a Chil Hashem. And if it was Barab and there were 10 Jews there, you should know you're Mechal Shem Shemayim Barab. Zokta Chemda Shloima, it sounds very much to me from the Rambam. It's an Eidel Adiyak. But if you look at the Rambam, it's very clear. It sounds like from the Rambam, Sadechem de Shloima, that really, the reason the Gimel Averis Chamurus, or Yehorig Val Yavar, this is big, is related to Chilul Hashem. It's a Chilul Hashem sugya. Meaning, if you would have asked me, Sadechem de Shloima, why is it that by the Gimel Averis Chamurus, the Halach is Yehorig Val Yavar, said, I would have told you, because these three Averis are such Geferlich Averis. Because Tutzuch Abavei Dezoro, Sintogil HaRai, Sintosh Vichas Domin. And these three Averis, even if you do it at gunpoint, you can't do it. Meaning ordinarily, Mezid, Shoygig, there's different Madregas. Oh, but Oynes? Nah, at gunpoint? Well, it's not a problem. These three Averis, you would have thought, Mitoy Choymar Yisuron. So there the Halach is, even in a Matziv of Yehorig of Al-Yavid, the Issa is so Chomer, you can't do the Issa. Oh, but the Rambam never said that. The Rambam never said these three Averis, that if you do it, even an Azazar, Matziv, you should realize this. The Rambam's talking about Chil Hashem. You should know, if you do these three Averis, it's going to be a Gefer Chil Hashem. And that's what you need to be worried about. And if it's in front of 10 people, it's going to be a Chil Hashem Berabim. And by not doing these three Averis, you have an opportunity to do a Kiddush Hashem. And if you're going to be Yavir Val Yohar, you'll be Mevatel the Kiddush Hashem. It's a Sugin Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. Zokt. The Chem de Shloimeh. You know what Pshan in the Rambam is? Because the Rambam held like Reb Zeris Kashin Avi Dazor Daf Nun Dalet Amen Aleph. And that is when a person does an Aveir B'Oynes, he didn't do it. So what are you going to tell me? Avi Dazor is so chamor that you can't even do it at gunpoint. No such thing. Because if it's at gunpoint, you didn't do it. Gila Arayu Shvichas Domeh at gunpoint is Nish Gila Arayu Shvichas Domeh. I didn't do the Maisa. If I didn't do the Maisa, what do you want for my life? It never happened. But you know what? There is a Chil Hashem. Because the Metzias is a Chilul Hashem. And that you can't deny. You can tell me every shtick alumnus in the world why you didn't do anything. Oh, but the Metzias is. This Aver is taking place. It only looks like it. But a Chilul Hashem, that there is. And because of the Chilul Hashem. And you're a Goyim to this Chilul Hashem. And you have an opportunity to be my Neyet. So in the Sugi of Chilul Hashem, there we can talk. Now, you're going to ask me, alumnus, I didn't do the Chilul Hashem either. The alumnus didn't work with that. But the bottom line is at the end of the day, Mitzad the Maisa Aveiro of Avodazor Gilarai Shvichas Dom El Chanami. I didn't do the Maisa Aveiro. But a Chilul Hashem, that there was. And that's why the whole Rambam in Ilchus Yisrael that Torah said the Chem de Shloimo never mentioned the Chomer of Isser. He's not worried about the Chomer of the Isser. The only thing he's worried about is the Chilul Hashem. And that's why the whole Rambam here is the Rambam about Chilul Hashem. So said Rabbi Chana, it's Mavur in the Chem de Shloimo. That the Chem de Shloimo was Medayik from Rab Zeris Kashin of Eidazor and Dalaram and Aleph. That the Halacha of Ulanayr Le Sassadov is not just the Halacha in Ptor Oynish. But the halacha of Ulanayr Le Sasadavar is a halacha that says that when a person does something ba'oynis, either it's not considered a maisa, or the maisa is not nesiachis to me, it happened, but I didn't do it, whatever the lumdus is. But the bottom line is, it's not just the halacha in Ptor Oynishin. So if that's the case, said Rabbi Chanan, that's Pshana Rashi. Rashi says, Yesh Oynis Begitin. Why? It's not stamasugya of what you anticipated and what you could have anticipated and this level of oynis and that level of oynis. It is shchiach, it's not shchiach. But rather, ulenayrulay sasadavar rash. He says, in kol ha-tayrakula, there's a sugya of tainas oynis. And if in kol ha-tayrakula, there's a sugya of tainas oynis, so l'chari, here too, there should be a sugya of tainas oynis. Zokrabal chanon. What's the pshat? The pshat is the chem de shloimo. Because the gedder of yesh oynis, the gedder of ulenayr le sasadavar, the gedder of oynis rachmana patri is that it's not a maisa. If it's not a maisa, and that's why I'm not going to be punished, it's also not going to be a maisa, and it won't be considered a kiyam atnai. So if a person would say, I raise a gitech, imloy avoy mikan vad yud beis chodesh, and he didn't come machmas oynis, he was mikayin not coming, but he didn't come machmas oynis. And a kiyam atnai ba'oynis is ishkan kiyam atnai, just like everything ba'oynis is not everything. And that's Rashi's sushtel of ulenayra Loisasadavar. Just to end, I saw Rav Shmuel Yankiv in Zois LeYakiv. So the Zois LeYakiv Amasachtis Ksubis, but he has a piece, obviously, on the sugya of Yeshainus Begitin. And he says that, you know, it's Margul Bapume, the Bei Midrashah, that the Mahalach in Rashi, when Rashi said, Ulanayr Leisasadavar, is the Chem de Shloima. Of course, it comes from Rabbi Chanan, but the Mahalach to learn is from the Chem de Shloima. But Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, I have one Ha'ara. A very, very, very able Ha'ara. The Ha'ara is, Rashi's Lashon is, the Midday Raisali Havigito, Shemotsinu, Tainas Oinas Menatar. Because we find something called Oinas in the Torah. Shenema Ulanayr Leisasadavar. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, Simir Abyssal Mashma from Rashi, that Rashi's not saying that Pshad in Yesh Oinas Begitin is Ulanayr Leisasadavar. Rashi's Moshtelim Tzu. He's saying, you find this inyan of Ulanayr Leisasadavar. Matsinu, almost Miloshin Mamatsinu. Right? What's Mamatsinu? Just like you find this here, so we can apply it over there. From Rashi Volkeren, Abyssal Mashma, Shematsinu, we find this concept of Tainas Oinas. If Pshad and Rashi is the Chem de Shloima, it's not Matsinu, it's not a Tzushtel. It's Mamish Hihi. It's the same exact thing. The Pshad Yesh Oinus Begitin is Ulanayr Leisasadavar. Vavlashtetin Ulanayr Leisasadavar is that a Maisa Oinus is Nishkai Maisa. So it's not Matsino. We find this concept. Rashi said, Rav Shmuel Yankiv, sounds a little more like we know there's an Indian of Oinus, which Tak has no Sheiches to the Sugi of Yesh Oinus Begitin. No, Kemoshe Matsino Ulanayr Leisasadavar. We have a Gerech Tishtel Tzu, that Sugi here too as well. A ha'ara, the word matzino in this very, very famous Rashi. We'll stop here.